Hear that?
I hear it.
What do we got right now?
Rich Keefe, what is going to be a couple of keys?
And now, what are your two keys tonight?
Keefe presents.
So you're basically listing like 10 things, and out of those 10, four of them come correct. And you're like, see, I told you.
Keefe's Keys.
Today's keys to the game.
Keefe's Keys.
Time for the keys to the game.
Keys to tonight's game.
Who's going
to
win?
Probably one of the worst segments I've ever heard on Boston Radio.
Only the keys can tell.
There's your key right there.
Keefe's Keys.
It's Keefe's Keys.
Okay, here we go. We have the 1-4 Patriots taking on the 4-1 Texans at Gillette Stadium Sunday at 1 o'clock. Depending on where you shop, Patriots are getting 6.5 points.
I don't like that as much.
6.5 points. The total is 37.5. So still a relatively low over-under. But let's get into the keys. The Patriots are undefeated against the Texans at Gillette Stadium.
Very impressive.
The first touchdown in Texans franchise history was a pass from David Carr to Billy Miller. No, not that Billy Miller. CJ Stroud is most likely to throw a touchdown on third down.
Now, this didn't play out with Brock Purdy last week on second down.
Not necessarily.
Which means CJ Stroud? Do.
CJ Stroud most likely to throw an interception on second down.
Got to get to him early. Early in the drive.
CJ Stroud has a losing record outdoors.
You know where they're playing this week.
Outdoors. The Texans once wore Letterman jackets prior to a playoff game against the Patriots in which they lost by 100. 100.
Might have been more.
Joe Cardona has played in 150 regular season games.
This is like a hockey game. They hand out little ribbons for every time you play 100, 150, 200.
That's right.
Yeah,
that's right. You get like a little coin. Huh. If the guy who named the Texans was in charge of naming the Patriots, they would have been the New England New Englanders.
He was in charge.
The name Texans.
Yeah.
Back in 2002.
Yeah.
Beat out four other finalists.
Oh.
They were. The Apollos.
Okay.
Bobcats.
All right.
Stallions.
Yep.
And Wildcatters.
I kind of like Wildcatters. That's not bad. It's oil.
You big the oil derricks,
yeah, like
right?
You're like an oilman, yeah.
They couldn't take oilers.
Oil derricks?
That's what that is. Oh,
well,
hang on a second. Let's not wish away the keys here.
My God.
Hunter Henry is 14 yards shy of passing Tony Romo for eighth on the Patriots all-time receiving yards by a tight end list.
Tony Romo?
Romeo?
Eighth? Romo? Yeah, it's wow.
Tight end list? Hunter Henry?
Yeah.
Tony Boselli was the Texans' first pick in the expansion draft. He never played a game for them, and Bruce Smith thinks he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame.
Is Boselli like an Eli Manning type?
No.
The expansion draft does. He was exposed by Jacksonville.
Sorry. But then he was like on the shelf and then never played. He was their first pick. Never played for
Bruce Smith. Bruce Smith says, how dare you?
So he got into the Hall of Fame. Boselli did. Quick side story within the keys. Tony Boselli, his highlight to get into the Hall of Fame was he like stuffed Bruce Smith in a couple of games.
Nice.
And even Bruce Smith was like, yeah, that shouldn't get him in the Hall of Fame. Like, he's not a Hall of Famer.
Like, all right.
The Houston Texans took one player from the Patriots in the expansion draft.
Oh.
I'll give you $100 if you can guess who it was.
What's the year again? 2002.
Give you a crisp $100 bill.
Wiggy.
Good guess, but
wow,
no.
That is a great guess.
That is a great guess, but no.
I don't know.
We're looking for safety Matt Stevens.
Oh.
Safety Matt Stevens.
Can't say I remember him.
No. This is the Texans' 23rd season, and they've had 21 different starting quarterbacks.
Wow.
That's a lot of quarterbacks.
I want to be there.
The Houston Rockets won two NBA titles while Michael Jordan was playing baseball. Should those count? Some say no.
I count them, but I don't look at them very favorably.
No, those aren't great.
Yeah.
And finally, our Derek-less streak will come to an end this Sunday as both Derek Stingley Jr. and Derek Barnett will be on the field for the Texans. Double Derek action.
Two of them.
Two Derek. Not one, but two Derek's.
Wow. Okay, I said
both
earlier.
Both on defense. They're hogging
earlier,
on the Derek's.
I said earlier I thought the Pats were going to cover. Now
they have so many. Yeah. Change your tune.
Shooketh.
I would be shooketh, too. Yeah. Two Derek's on defense. So Drake may have to go up against two Derek's? No, thank you.
Don't love that.
Might want to call this one early.
Did you answer Apollos, Stallions, Wildcatters, or Bobcats? What did you like there? And did you like any better than the Texans?
I like all four better than the Texans. I think that's the worst choice possible.
The New England New Englanders.
That's what you're telling them. Uh-huh. That's the New England New Englanders. I would have gone with maybe the Wildcatters. It's kind of neat.
That's what I said.
Stallions isn't bad. Apollos.
What's SMU? Oh, they're Mustangs.
They're the Mustangs.
Yeah, it's similar.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. I like Wildcatter.
Yeah. They're like, no, we want to be the Texans. I don't know what uniforms they're wearing this weekend, but the...
those awful ones that
I
wore the
other
week.
I hope it's not the ones from last week.
I don't believe it. Patriots are going to win the uniform battle, no doubt.
Oh, yes. That's Pat right. Patriot throwbacks. I should have added that to the keys. They're wearing the Pat Patriot throwbacks.
I didn't want to
rub that in, but... Keys. It's not Jones's keys. It wouldn't make any sense.
The uniforms.
Red uniforms. Okay. White helmets. Nobody's reached out to me about getting me a Patriots helmet.
Crickets
on that front.
Wiggy didn't.
Should have asked on Wenu.
I assume somebody would just send one in the mail to me.
Should have asked on Wenu.
Mike, can I get one of your game-worn helmets?
How about Monday?
Hunter on Monday.
Well, yeah, exactly. On Wenu needs it on Sunday.
Yeah.
Hunter Henry on Monday.
Hunter Henry Monday. Can I have your helmet?
Dietrich Wise.
See, I mean, not to...
Gonzo, you might need to... He'll answer you very quickly, I'd imagine. It's either
phrase?
A yes or a no and not much else.
not to look a gift horse in the mouth, I believe is what it is. I don't think I want like a big cage like Onwenu has. I'd rather have like a...
Oh, well, now you're...
You want the single bar. Like a
no, getting, I don't want to... No, somewhere in between.
Now you're getting picky.
No, I know. I should just take the big... Remember the guy that had like the beehive helmet that had like 100 lines down the middle and 100 lines across the thing? That was intense. I don't want that one.
It was. No. All right, those are your keys.
Thank you.
Good
Thanks
stuff.
For listening.
Good stuff for you. Yep. Listen to how awful these keys sound. The second week in a row, I have a set at home that I wanted to bring in. I forgot them. Got to bring them in.
You got to bring those bad boys
in. Got to bring them in. The fobs aren't working.